Welcome to The V Word. Recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's Independent Radio, I'm Carol Olson, your host. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so this month I'll be focusing on domestic violence, awareness campaigns, information, and resources. Today, specifically, I'm going to talk about domestic violence in communities of color. According to the YWCA of Richmond, some of the barriers that survivors of color face when facing domestic violence are cultural and or religious beliefs that restrain the survivor from leaving the abusive relationship or involving outsiders, strong loyalty binds to race, culture, and family, distrust of law enforcement, the criminal justice system, and social services, lack of service providers that look like the survivor or share common experiences, lack of culturally and linguistically appropriate services, lack of trust based on history of racism and classism in the United States, fear that their experience will reflect or conform the stereotypes placed on their ethnicity, assumptions of providers based on ethnicity, attitudes and stereotypes about the prevalence of domestic violence in communities of color, legal status in the United States of the survivor and or the abuser. Feminisa Jones has previously written about why Black women struggle more with domestic violence. In her article in Time magazine, she talked about complex issues like racism and sexism mean Black women become victims more often. And the University of Minnesota has put out a fact sheet on intimate partner violence in the African-American community, saying that 29% of African-American women and 12% of African-American men reported at least one instance of violence from an intimate partner. African-Americans account for a disproportionate number of intimate partner homicides. And at their last survey in 2005, African-Americans account for almost one-third of the intimate partner homicides in this country. And while Black women comprise 8% of the U.S. population, they account for 22% of the intimate partner homicide victims and 29% of all female victims of intimate partner homicide. They also state that risk factors, they point out that risk for intimate partner violence among African Americans is related to economic factors. And they found in doing that study that when income and neighborhood characteristics are controlled for, racial differences in IPV are greatly reduced, letting us know that poverty can be a factor in intimate partner violence. You can check out the fact sheet for the Institute on Domestic Violence in the African American Community hosted by the University of Minnesota. Most domestic violence shelters can help you develop a safety plan if you are in a domestic violence relationship. If you or a loved one needs help, check out your local domestic violence shelter. In Virginia alone, there are 64 located all over the state. Here in the greater Richmond area, we have 5. Serving the Richmond area specifically is the YWCA of Richmond. You can learn more about safety planning on their website, ywcarichmond.org/DV. Or call the Greater Richmond Regional Hotline at 804-612-6127. Their hotline is answered 24/7. If you identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer, the statewide helpline, operated by the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance in partnership with the Virginia Anti-Violence Project, offers an LGBTQ-informed support and advocacy services and can be reached at 1-866-356-6998. That's 24 hours. You've been listening to The V Word, hosted by Carol Olson and recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM. For more information about The V Word, please go to our blog, thevword.org. For more information on independent radio, to join, donate, or volunteer, please go to wrir.org. And coming up on Friday the 14th, our biannual fund drive starts. One of the things I love about WRIR is the ability for me to have provided the platform for this show, The V Word. This is how I got trained to be a radio host right here at WRIR. It's a great team of over 200 volunteers that help our station, and I got to be part of a great community talking about the things Richmond wants to hear about. So stay tuned starting Friday. We hope you'll join us in supporting WRIR and local independent radio for Richmond. Want to learn how radio is produced? WRIR is hosting Local Voices Live, October 11th at Glave Cosin Gallery. Come out between 7 and 9, where radio is recorded in front of a live audience.